بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Peace be with you. We talked again about how we become a witness for our own message in the name of the revelation that we got from God and that we believe in and we understand, and we are requested in this world to be witness the message before our brothers and sisters in humanity. How do we achieve this? How is it going to be bring about in within our daily life with our brothers and sisters? Before asking ourselves how we are going to deal with our fellow human beings, it's important to understand the very meaning of witness, to be a witness, to bear testimony, and to understand the meaning of shahada, the meaning of shahid ala nas. As I said, that's important. How are we going to achieve this? The first step has to do with our own self, our own heart, our own consciousness. The revelation is coming to tell us, look around you. Look around you, the world, the way it was created, the heavens, the moon, the sun, the earth, everything around you. Now you have to understand that it has a meaning. So revelation is coming to tell us that the world has an order and the life has a meaning. That's the way it should be for us to understand that from being a human being, a simple, ordinary human being, to be a spiritual being, to be witness to the very essence of the message, we need to change our way to look at the world. To look at the world knowing that everything in the world has a meaning and everything in our life has and should follow a direction. So there is an order and there is a direction. There is a cosmos and there is a way. That's what we find in the revelation, bringing and helping us to go from this way of dealing with the world with no consciousness, with no understanding, and as if we are dealing our daily life and trying to find a way. And the revelation is telling us that's not the way it should be. If you understand the revelation, you have to change the way you look at the order and the way you follow the way. And the way you follow the path and the way you come close to God. And this is exactly what we are experiencing during the month of Ramadan. This is exactly where we have to remember that we need to deal with the moon, because this is the way we calculate the month. And you have to deal with the sun, and this is the way we calculate the prayer times. This is exactly what it should be. This reconnection with the global order, the cosmos, and our spiritual way is the only way for us to look at the world in a different way and to become witness before God and before human beings to try to achieve what we have to do to repair the world with no consciousness, no repair, and with no understanding, no way. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.